Hey Ross, hi Francine.
Hi, friends.
Hey everyone.
Good to see you again.
Same. Who started this meeting? Was it you?
Fantastic question.
I don't know. Are you asking a Zoom question?
Well, I don't know because it says when I was trying to, I was waiting to log in, it said there's another Zoom meeting in progress. Did you guys get that? Yeah.
Yes. The same
and then
thing.
I gave up waiting for that, clicked out, and then re-clicked in, and it opened up the room. I'm not sure if that was coincidence or a result of my clicking out and clicking back in. But it looks like Astrid is here now, and she is the power that be, right?
She's got all the tricks in the bag.
Yeah.
I don't know about that. Hi, I'm here. It's been a minute.
Yes. How are you feeling?
Well, I'm kind of coming in hot here from my vacation. I'm co-working with my business partners in France, and I've just come from another meeting. So to say that I am unprepared is putting it generously.
I've been there.
So there's I'll drop the agenda in for everybody. So the idea was to have a working session today. Since Astra was out the past 2 weeks, I was out pretty much for the past 2 weeks. Except for last week, I joined non-video because I had COVID, which was fun times. So let me copy the link and drop it in the chat.
Are you feeling better now, Francine?
I don't know.
Sorry.
The first 10 days were pretty brutal. Like the beginning was, the cough and the chest and the headaches and the, all that. And then towards the end, it was like brain fog and like I'm super tired all the time. And I'd rather have that beginning piece than this piece. Like I'd rather have a cough and and like all that, those symptoms than my brain not clicking and, and having to sleep lots.
Yeah.
Because I get frustrated. I'm like, ah! So.
Yeah. Anyway. Odds are good you're going to get well soon.
Yeah, I'm definitely getting better. There's no doubt. I have more energy than I had previously.
That's good.
So getting there. So can everybody access the notes?
Yep.
Is it too much wind? I'm feeling like there's too much wind in my
It's not earbuds. Bothering me.
Okay. Nah, sounds okay by me.
Okay. And everybody can access the document? Mm-hmm. Groovy? Okay.
And I apologize. I've got to slip out a few minutes early today.
No worries. So why don't we get you to start then, Devin, to tell us something good.
Oh, well, I'm so focused on the conference right now. I'm really excited. We're starting to see registrations pick up, and it really is an exciting thing. Getting a nice panel pulled together with Zebras, but there are several of us on the program. So it'll be a nice way for Zebras to represent and feel represented. So I'm excited. SuperCrowd 22 is going to be great.
Awesome. Who do you want to kick it to?
I think Ross.
What's good? From my side, something that's really exciting is my organization, CPE, Center for Psychedelic Education, is slowly building a partnership with MAPS. And it's really exciting for us and from where we've come from. And today we just launched in partnership with that, or announced our sort of partnership in offering their fundamentals course, psychedelic fundamentals course, as one of our like foundational education pieces as well. So that's really exciting for me. And I'll kick it over to Chris.
Hello, everybody. It's good to see you, Astrid. It's been a while. And Francine, it's good to see your face. I'm glad that you're feeling better. And I've been going back and forth from meetings all day too. But one of the meetings I just came out of is my agency, the Department of Housing and Community Development. We fund small businesses all throughout the state. And I just got off a call with our PR team to finalize our plan on highlighting Entrepreneurs for Black Business Month all over the state for next month. So August is Black Business Month. So highlight and support and tell the stories of Black business owners in your community, in your state, in your world. So that was super exciting. And as a part of the CDFI coalition here in Virginia, a lot of that information is going to be shared and how we get Black businesses funded in innovative ways. So that was a great conversation. And so Astrid, I'm going to kick it to you.
Well, what's good is being in community with people and actually co-working. So I finished my 2 weeks of vacation by heading over to France, and now I'm co-working with my two business partners, and it's delightful. I highly recommend it, except for the part where my days now go till very late at night here. There's still meetings on the West Coast. What's good for you, Francine? I think you haven't gone, other than that COVID is not as bad as last week. That doesn't seem good enough.
Right. Let me think. Honestly, that's kind of what I got. That's pretty much what I've got. I'm thinking about other like really positive things that are happening, like something that's like, you know, out of the norm. And I think pretty much everything's See? COVID brain right there. So I'm happy I'm on the mend, really, honestly. Even though this, you know, space case is still recovering. But I didn't die. I didn't have to go to the hospital. These are all very, very good things. So yeah, I'm gonna stick with that. Okay, so I think I'll share my screen if that works. Sorry, I was putting in your update, Astrid. Okay, I'll share my screen. I was hoping that, you know, the folks that are working on WeFunder were coming, but nonetheless, I think we can hammer out some of the stuff. So these are old to-do items that we can quickly go through. This is really, can you see it okay? How do I do full page? There we go. Is this better? Okay. So, quarterly goals, we can start from the beginning, but I'll just quickly go over what each thing is. We talked about what's good. These are the quarterly goals that we have for the circle. And Astrid, maybe you can give a quick blurb on those for Chris, especially, and Ross, being new to the circle. Long-term goals, our scorecard, this is in progress. And then our to-do list from before, I grabbed some ones that just to quickly update. And this is kind of where we put in all the things we want to do and all the things we want to solve and how we want to solve them. And then we move them up here to the to-do list. So for me, I'm behind, right? I've had a shitty 2 weeks. I'm really behind. So I need help wherever folks can help me out. These are kind of the big pieces that I'm looking at to get support on. And our next item is the WeFunder process design. And then Cameron also had an email out about auto email to investors when they sign up. And that's only the items that I have. Is there any other items that you folks have? Astrid, Devin, Chris, Ross? Anything you want to talk about?
I guess I would love to chat for a minute specifically about continuing to expose Zebras to SuperCrowd 22. Is it very mission aligned? And I'm being relatively new. I'm not sure of the best ways to do that. And so love to get guidance from this group on that.
Okay. We've got that in there. Okay. And no problem. And then we're just going to recap, do the quick conclude, and that's it. Astrid, do you mind doing the notes for me? I feel like I'm going to not be coherent.
I'm happy to be a note taker today, my friend.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. Okay. Excuse me. So, okay. Astrid, would you like to quickly talk about the quarterly goals so we're all on page? I think we don't need that in the notes. Maybe.
Unmute myself. So the big goals here, of course, is navigating ZU members to capital. We are very much focused this quarter on our US-based initiative, the Inclusive Capital Collective, where we are positioning a credit enhancement facility with funders and investors looking to grow a regranting facility, and we're working on an institutional pipeline. And to that effect, we'll have a presence at SOCAP with a marketing event, right? So like the long-term goal is mobilizing billions of dollars to Zebra companies. Inside of that, this quarter's goal is getting some of these ICC capital products to market. And then with Francine's good help, we are retooling the ZU Capital circle experience. Like, this has been a circle that has benefited from the early participation by all you co-op members. And it's been bumpy, right? We're tearing things down and rebuilding some of this. So it's easier for folks to come into this particular circle and figure out how they can help and get patronage for it. And then we have a focus, much like we had focus here in the US on the Inclusive Capital Collective. We are we're in the process of standing up additional capital collectives in Europe and Southeast Asia. And so there is an event coming up in September, which I guess technically still will be this quarter in Berlin. And again, this is one of Francine's innovations. Like, let's keep top of mind what it is we're trying to do, right? Because as we navigate co-op members to capital, we actually do that in a way that makes money for the co-op, that all of us benefit from as members, whether or not we access the specific capital opportunities, or just we get the dividends, the distributions from any profits that we manage to make. So we want to keep that sort of front of mind. Like, this circle is not just a groovy group of people. We are that. It actually has a purpose of advancing our company, which happens to be a co-op.
All the awesome sauce. Anybody have any questions for Astrid on the quarterly goals? She's pretty clear when she talks. Okay. So I'm going to skip the to-do list for now, and I'm going to go straight to you, Devin, on your super crowd, because the rest is a lot and we may not be able to cover all of it today. So I want you to make sure that you can get your thoughts in and ask.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you doing that. That's very kind of you, and I'm truly, truly grateful. I know a newsletter has already gone out to, I think, both the co-op members and a wider circle of people, as I saw those go out, and I'm grateful for that. But being kind of new, I'm just wondering, what are some of the things that I can expect others to do in the zebra community? And what are the things that I can do that would be viewed as appropriate in promoting SuperCrowd 22 within the zebra community?
So have you, so we pushed it out in the newsletter, right? So mm-hmm. then have you posted in the Mighty Network, both in the general and in the...
No.
In the co-op memberships group?
No. So that's something I should do.
Yes.
Okay. Great. And...
And if you, and I'm actually wondering, so I think we don't have a good method at the moment for like people like you who are co-op members, you're actively participating in circles. We would like to reward you, right, for showing up in this way. But you are not an administrator or what's called a host in the Mighty Network. As a host, we can actually push an event or an announcement to the entire platform. And so I'm wondering if maybe we trial this and say, if you give us some copy, then Francine or I can post it and push it.
Yeah.
Because we can't push.
Yeah, right? I have provided Cheesa with that, but I can certainly give it to you too.
If you have existing copy that she already used, she's just now on vacation.
Yeah.
If you send it to Francine, because Francine, you have host status in the Mighty Network, right?
Unsure.
Okay.
But I will check and figure it out.
We'll figure it out. But that'd be the thing to do. And the way to do it would be you would push it to the general, like to everybody, and then you would also put it to just the co-op members, which is a secret group, I believe, in the Mighty Network.
Okay.
And then
all the marketing materials I've prepared for Zebras, I just clicked. There's a, you know, I've got it in a folder online. So I just shared that with you. If you two want to just hit that.
Great.
You'll have access.
Devin, I have a quick question for sure. You. Just kind of outside looking in and piggybacking a little bit on the conversation last week. How many zebras, you were talking a little bit about having more zebras on one particular panel.
Yeah.
But how many zebras, give or take, that are either speakers? And I think the speakers component could be really important, just simply because if you want other zebras to come or learn more about it, if you've already got, you know, already have some relationships with zebras that are already speaking for you, that could actually add some gravitas to say, hey, come see the other zebras, come and talk.
Yeah.
You know, so roughly, you know, how many of those are, you may have that indicated somewhere. I just don't know.
We've got 4 or 5 already on the program.
And because I think that would be a great, you know, this kind of a twofer, right? Promoting SuperCrowd 22 with the zebra's experience and expertise, right?
Yeah,
so,
yeah. Absolutely, yeah. Good point. I'm trying to remember how to access the Mighty. What is it? Children's Miracle Network, what do you call it? the Mighty Networks. Is that what it is? Mighty Networks? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
And isn't there, I was thinking there was a link on the Zebras Unite homepage, but I'm not finding it quickly. Is it in the community button?
Here.
The online community, is that the Mighty Networks thing?
That is the Mighty Networks
okay.
thing. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Francine's got it. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it's in the chat for you, Devin.
Okay. Okay.
Chris and Ross, have you guys got into the Mighty Networks community? Okay.
Yeah. Yep. Francine, I actually sent you a message in there a week or two ago. I think pre, or maybe when you were down with COVID.
Okay. I'll check. It's on my to-do list to check the network. I'll so go. once I go, Astrid, once you are now host to Mighty Network. See, Astrid is a doer, right? She's like a doer in the moment, in the meeting. The best person to have in a meeting.
So easy. I just changed your access. And now what will happen is, Francine, use this power wisely, because every time you post anything, it says, would you like to notify all 9,847 members? And when you do, it pushes that into their, however they choose to receive notifications.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
So, you know, maybe resist the urge to post Francine's thought of the day, but something like this, it'd be a good use.
I have no thoughts of the day anymore. Okay. Okay. Next pieces for you on Supercrowd, Devin. Anything yes. else?
No, I really appreciate you helping me think through some of this. And I'll post some content to the Mighty Networks page there, and appreciate your efforts to help me spread that a little wider. So thank you very, very much. You know, the reality is having marketed this now for 5 months and having marketed events in the past, it clearly takes repeated messaging for people who are invited to recognize, oh, I'm invited, right? And then once they know they're invited, then the sales process starts in their minds. And so I really appreciate any help you offer. I really do. And I'm grateful for all that you've given already. And it's going to be fun to have a number of zebras on the program. We'll have, I think there'll be 3 or 4 different sessions with zebras in them. So it's going to be a great event.
Is it already posted as an event in Mighty Networks, or there's nothing in there?
Oh, I don't know. Let's see. I'm in there. Let's see. I'm popping over to events. If they are sorted by date, it is not in there. Is that something I can do, or does someone with more power and authority have to add that?
That's a question for you, Astrid. I'm not quite sure.
Well, I mean, again, if you post it, Francine, you can then push it, right? And say, you know, this event is happening. It's being organized by our fabulous member and Capital Circle participant, right? And then that's how you would do it. Yeah. We're watching your process on your screen at the moment, whatever process you're in.
Oh, sorry. I'm trying to
very add organized.
We are. I'm just saving Devin's folder.
I'm taking
thank you.
You're taking notes
on organization and bookmarking.
It's been years in making, my friend. Okay, so Astrid, is there any other ways we might want to push that out, or is it just the Mighty Networks that we think is the best route, or any more ideas?
Yeah, I think that's sort of the main one that I can think of.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll be active in there and really appreciate your help spreading the word, Francine. Thank you.
No worries at all. No worries. Happy to do it. Okay, well then let's go to up to this piece, if we could do some of that. I know Chris and Ross, I wanted to reach out to you to see where you felt like you could fit in terms of some of the to-dos. If there's any support you can give me on some of this stuff, I'd be super grateful. One of the things, so the circle dashboard, I think will come together kind of at the end once we figure out some of these other things, like the onboarding process, the communications plan, event calendar, and content calendar. These are kind of the key areas that we're going to be forming, right? And since you both went through the onboarding process to the Capital Circle and to the co-op at large, I think your input on that would be super beneficial to help me kind of guide that and take a look at you know, where it was kind of like, what? I don't get it. Or I'm lucky I stumbled into this. Or yeah, it was totally clear. I got it. I'm pretty smart cookie. You know what I mean? So if you have any time to spend with me on that, I'd appreciate it. Communications plan is pretty much straightforward, right? So that involves that event calendar and content calendar as well. So doing things that engage more of the community is the goal, right? So whether it be highlighting members, right, in social media or newsletters or whatever the case may be, doing webinars with members, doing kind of, Astrid had talked about a legal cafe before with another member. So really kind of planning out, here's the, for the rest of the quarter, for the rest of the year, here's all the things that, you know, new members and founders want to see, would love to learn about. Identifying those big goals and then kind of finding out who's going to fit those areas, right? And then the content is kind of a byproduct of what that event calendar would spit out, right? So if it's a zebra salon, where we highlight previous zebra companies, then you know, being able to push that out in a systematic way and create kind of the templates and automations within Notion and Airtable to make those really easy. So in future, we just kind of go through those templates, no problem. The automations and stuff, I know that Will has a lot of experience with automations in Airtable. So Airtable is where all of our people come in when they're interested in capital or they're an investor or whatever the case may be. So really pulling them in and then automating that process. And Will can help with the automations, but there kind of needs to be that design element first of what it looks like. And then we can break down the individual pieces and put them into automation. And that's kind of it for the big pieces for me that are kind of not too difficult, but very time consuming, right? And then other than that, I was hoping that Will and Julia would be here for the refund our process design, and Maya as well. We had talked about previously changing the process for folks coming into the Capital Circle. So this kind of loops into the circle onboarding process. We talked about self-selecting. So we need to change that initial form for folks to self-select, especially on the founder side, where they think they would fit in the various initiatives that Zebras have. So if you think that you can, you know, pull off an awesome campaign in WeFunder, then you select that. If you're not ready and you're new and you need resources with a pitch deck or a video or whatever, then we can point you into another direction. But having folks, when they come in, to be able to self-select where they're at in their journey as a founder. So that's all my blurbs. What do y'all think? Can we work at it?
Yeah, I just to say I'm happy to help with the things like the onboarding process and communications plan and event calendar and that kind of stuff, I can allocate some time and energy to supporting you on that.
Amazing. And Ross, special sauce.
And I guess I'm a little more interested to learn, and that's actually one of the reasons why I wanted to join, right? Is because I want to learn how to do things better and like where the access to capital lies for entrepreneurs and the nuances in between and trying to figure out the solutions to the nuances in between. And so the WeFunder process design, right? So that's somebody either wants to join, they either want to join, they want to become a Zebra, they have a business idea, like, and so the WeFunder process design is some, a new person comes in and they're trying to figure out like where on kind of the timeline of where they need funding is, like, do they have a brand new idea or are they expanding or whatever? And we have the process to plug them into the right kind of place on that timeline for the type of funding that they need. Is that what I'm hearing?
That's the idea.
That's the idea.
Yeah, but not just for like, that's not the WeFunder process, but WeFunder is a part of that. But yes, that's the idea.
And right. So ideally there would be, WeFunder is just one of the avenues, right? And those different, as this starts to solidify, there's more formal channels for Zebras to be able to get funding wherever they are on their business timeline.
Yeah. You're asking exactly the right question, Chris, right? So what we have is this hugely diverse group of Zebras, you know, even within the membership of the co-op, which is still relatively small compared to the membership of all the Zebra Curious folks that are coming to the Mighty Network, for example. And then what we have been getting is, you know, we've been using a process that Francine is currently beginning to redesign, that basically says, are you looking for funding? Great, tell us why and what, right? And then we went through a process as a capital circle of trying to qualify folks and send them to the right for them source of capital with a focus on these crowd investing platforms like WeFunder, with whom we have strategic partnerships. That process is broken. It's way too much work, you know, for the capital circle and the kind of time commitments that people can typically make in how we basically advance any particular founder. And so what we need is a better user interface when people come in and say, I'm looking for funding. Great. What stage are you at? Right? Because if you don't have revenue, we don't even want to hear from you for WeFunder, for example. Makes no sense, right? If you have no revenue and no crowd, you should not be on a crowd investing platform. But rather than like having those people come into our current system and then the capital circle saying, yep, well, these are all false positives, you know, can we weed them out earlier, right? Yeah. So that's the process that Francine is looking to redesign. Because it's exhausting the capital circle.
There are lots of companies raising successfully that don't have revenue on WeFunder. So we have to be careful about that generalization. I presume that the reason that we're focused on WeFunder is that they have a generous finder's fee program that they've allowed us to participate in. Is that right?
So it cuts both ways, Devin, and you're putting a finger on an interesting thing, right? So our members of the co-op get a break in the WeFunder fees, right? So part of the value prop for a co-op member is join the co-op, you get a break on the transaction costs, the transaction fees on a platform like WeFunder. Yeah. And then yes, the co-op gets the finder's fee. We're not going to make a ton of money off the finder's fees, right? Unless we're sending them hundreds and thousands of people. But that's the trade.
They publicly promote a $2,500 finder's fee. Is that not what they're giving you?
That is what we're getting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's the most concrete, easiest one to pick off in terms of, you know, the different programs and resources that we have and we're designing. So we really need to like kick this out of the way, because we talk about it a lot and we keep on going around trying to figure out the best way to do it. And it's just, it's like, there's a beginning and there's an end, and we just need the steps in the process and make it automated and then move on with life. Right.
Yeah.
Because like Astrid said, it's exhausting, the circle, and it's difficult for us to move forward on some of the other stuff if we don't have kind of the first concrete one out of the way, right? Where we can start moving founders to that who are eligible. At least we're pumping founders out, like founders to capital, and at least, you know, we're getting some revenue, right?
Yeah, that's exactly the rationale for why we started with WeFunder, right? And we have a couple of other crowd investing in general. We have a couple of pertinent partnerships where we get a finder's fee, they get a break in the cost. But I mean, Chris, to your question earlier, right? Like, think about the problem we're trying to solve, right? Venture is easy because every venture deal looks exactly the same, right? At different stages, but it's like, it's vanilla. It's so standardized. Bank loans are easy too. It's totally standardized. Like the underwriting today done, you know, commonly done with algorithms. What we're saying is, not only do we have a huge diversity of founders and enterprises at all different stages, all different business models, all different industries, building all kinds of interesting products and services, we also have a corresponding diversity. So there, you know, there's the capital demand that is hugely diverse. And then we have the capital supply that is also diverse, right? Because part of the premise here is venture and bank loans aren't going to cut it for the Zebra businesses of the future. So we have this many to many, look at me using infographics here. We have this many to many matching problem that we're essentially solving for, which is not a trivial problem if we ever wanted to automate it, right? So we're in the meat algorithm phase of solving this problem. And the first run at it was hugely exhausting to the people who tried. Much so, by the way, that our friends Julia in Germany, like, she's like, I just need to take a break and focus on my company because she's exhausted.
I hate to sound like the guy with the hammer and the one, you know, but I want to just draw the obvious connection in case you didn't make the leap. You know, SuperCrowd 22 is part of the solution to this, right? It is the training and the education for entrepreneurs who are looking to raise money. So the Zebras who are wanting to raise money, SuperCrowd 22 is part of the answer.
All right, go ahead.
No, as you can say, we'll repeat it. This won't be a one and done. We'll do it again.
Part of the answer to all of this too is, I wholeheartedly believe the entrepreneurs are the front and center of all the things. However, a lot of entrepreneurs are much more educated on the types of funding that is available, at least right now. Like, those nuances and those gaps are harder to get those that solidified. Another part of the equation is educating non-entrepreneurs on how they can invest in Zebra companies, because so many people don't know that it's even possible.
Yes.
Right? So entrepreneurs and the folks who need access to capital is just one part of it. But educating those of us who want to invest in our companies and don't know how because of some of the platforms that exist. WeFunder is great, but WeFunder doesn't answer some of all these questions. And I'm saying that not knowing everything about WeFunder. I know enough to make me dangerous. But at the same time, I really do believe that if I've been in nonprofit land my entire life, so you know that I'm not an accredited investor, but I want to be able to invest in companies, right? And I know some of the vehicles. But we can't leave that part of the equation out, because we need to be educating people on what these platforms are so we can get them plugged into so they can be interested in funding those companies.
Yeah. So you're both,
and of course, we're doing that at SuperCrowd 22.
So you are both right. end, your event is not a silver bullet, right? But it is one of multiple, but it is absolutely part of, so part of the navigation is navigating entrepreneurs to the events or to service offerings that other co-op members might have, right? So part of what we're solving for is like, oh, you're coming in, you think you need capital. Actually, what you need is education or help developing your business model or, right? So that is absolutely, when I say many to many, it's not just navigating many entrepreneurs at many different stages of their business to many sources of capital, but also to other things, you know, things other than capital. Like maybe there's a co-op member who has the exact right technical service offering that can help your company, right? So that's part of what I'm looking for as a member of the co-op. I only want to shop from other co-op members everything I need, from accounting to legal to strategic development support, right? Like that's part of the vision. Inside of that, there is a very specific tactical thing that we're solving for that we're calling the WeFunder process. So that's, you know, so Chris, what you're articulating is part of a separate work stream where we're saying, and that's what we're beginning to do with the capital salons. How do we educate investors about the capital requirements that are present in the Zebra community? Different work stream that the capital circle is also sitting on, right? There's sort of the very tactical, like how do we matchmake in a world where we have more than two flavors of capital and companies that have a huge diversity of growth paths that are, the only thing they have in common is that they're not going to be unicorns or don't want to be unicorns, right? So these are we're essentially talking about two separate work streams.
Clear as mud on that, folks. I said clear as mud on that, folks.
It's clear why this is challenging.
Yeah, it is. I kind of feel like though it like fundamentals need to be done. So we know we have to educate founders, we have to educate investors. So that needs to be part of our event strategy and our communications strategy, right? And then also being able to push out content that is relevant to all of those things. And whether it be highlighting Zebras, highlighting investors and what they do, all of those kinds of items and brainstorming around what those look like. And then I kind of feel like some of those many to many relationships will self-select again, right? Astrid, like, instead of, you know, like we were doing with the initial intake form saying, okay, here's somebody that comes in saying they're looking for funding and they select all of the options. And then, you know, we kind of then screen them in a long drawn out process with WeFunder and they end up not qualifying for that particular thing. And then you circle back 3 months later and it's a different, you know, it's a different thing altogether. So self-selecting, kind of going, oh, I didn't know this particular investor did this. This is exactly what I need to do. Or I didn't know this member did this particular thing. This is exactly what I need to be able to get over this particular hump. So when I think we really need a working session on some of these bigger items to determine what they look like, right? And where to start. And you know, I think we can come with the big picture, all of us. And then once the big picture is kind of sorted, then I think it'll be easy to task out.
I may have a sort of divergent recommendation, which is, you know, Julia has to step off the circle because she wants to focus on her business. I think it would be incredibly beneficial if you could just find some one-on-one time with her, Francine, and basically mine her experience, like record the session, mine it and use that as the, like, here are all the things that went bump. Because both she and Yevgeny have worked pretty intimately with this WeFunder qualification process. And then you know who else has a really good mind for flow is Cameron Neal from Red Hat Impact and Lend for Good. And he just reached out and said he wants to get back into more of the capital circle work because he's interested in, you know, what we're describing here in part also applies to how we navigate people to Lend for Good. So he has, you know, a nice, direct, practical interest, self-interest in figuring this out. And then bring it back to this group and have a work session. So I would work a little bit offline with these two or three folks and then bring it back.
Tim Poole.
I have a question that also might be a little divergent, but maybe relevant. specific to like content and that sort of education piece that was brought up, is there any type of resource that already exists that talks about like how to fund zebra companies or I'm like losing my thought of what I had. I was thinking about some sort of like resource packet that somebody could refer to as an investor or as a founder that would sort of show what those many to many possibilities are and could act as a piece of like something that Zebra ZU could offer to the community itself and even beyond that.
Yeah, so we have started experimenting with that, right? We ran a summer in the Northern Hemisphere course in June and July, where I did a session on, for example, the different flavors of finance, right? And so we now have some of that content that we can serve up as an educational offering for members. And then there's also, you know, I mean, it's an interesting question, like how we, like what it would look like to do more of that kind of stuff, right? Like our friend Ani Patton Powers, of course, wrote a book, Adventure Finance, where she dissects over 50 term sheets that are all non-venture, right? Like it's all basically different term sheets and deals dissected. It doesn't help you then to figure out what's right for you and also then how you find the investors, right? So it's back to, I think that's where we would have more of a wraparound offering potentially for our members to help them figure that out.
Right, yeah, that stuff feels like part of these processes, like the onboarding process and then the sort of choose your own and some sort mm-hmm. of resource would fit in inside of that or complementary mm-hmm. to that process.
Astrid, what's that name of that book again?
Adventure Finance.
And Ralph, did you say choose your own adventure? Maybe I'm putting the venture into what you said, but whenever you're kind of figuring out what kind of types of funding you need, it kind of feels like a choose your own adventure sort of thing, depending upon how you answer the questions.
I did say that. That's an interesting play on words, though, in there that I didn't recognize.
Yeah, like I said, I was just like, did I hear that right? Yeah. But I am going to have to hop off. But I am really interested in the WeFunder process design. So maybe having a conversation or something with you, Francine, offline would be great. I just need to learn a little bit more about where you are. And that would be great.
Sorry, there's like these horse flies just buzzing around my head. Yes, please. That would be fantastic. I will reach out post this meeting straight away to you and Ross.
Thank you.
And we can have a collective drink, talk strategy, and get her done.
Love it. Love it.
Awesome. We'll feel better, Francine. And it was great to see Astrid and Ross. And I will talk to you soon. Thanks.
Wonderful. See you soon. Bye.
Awesome. Bye, everyone.
Bye.